525,000 moments so dear. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure?
And what you're just hearing now is Seasons of Love from the Broadway cast of Rent, which actually Art Core Theater is bringing to their stage in January 14th through the 30th coming up. And so you can get a chance, and we'll be talking to the directors, Mark Albin, Aaron Albin. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're bringing this back out after 25 years, this fabulous play.
So are we.
Well, and just to talk about briefly the motivation for doing Rent at this time. I mean, I know it's the 25th anniversary, but what was your decision making in taking this show, this kind of now almost a classic show for Broadway?
Yeah, it's definitely iconic, and it's changed the industry in multiple ways. And one is about the way that it tells story of just normal people. And we felt it was completely relevant to the experiences we're having right now. Rent, for those of you who don't know, is a story about people who are struggling through both a health crisis and an economic crisis. And these artists who are just leaning on each other to get by. And that is what we're all living through right now. And it, even though it's written 25 years ago, the music is still contemporary and it's still relevant right now.
Right. The situations are very, very parallel because Isn't it the artist? I mean, historically, it's the artist who, not to say that other people don't struggle as well, but there's always been an financial impact or economic impact on artists. And
I think it also highlights the topics that we often don't talk about, at least on the musical theater stage. The homeless problem, the drug epidemic, plus the AIDS crisis, of course, that was taking place. So all of these people whose voices need amplified and are underserved often in our communities. It was the first time I think that was brought to the forefront of the musical theater stage. And of course, topics still relevant today that we're all still dealing with in our society.
I think one of the interesting things, and maybe one of you want to talk about it, is that the Jonathan Larson, while this was a Tony Award winning show, he never actually got to see the final production. I don't know if you want to speak to that and kind of the irony of that.
Yeah, Tony Award winning and Pulitzer Prize winning, and it is it changed the entire industry. And there's a lot of folklore around Rent and its debut on Broadway and the impact that it had because Jonathan Larson passed away. But it really speaks to one of the main themes of the show, No Day But Today. Which is a lyric from one of the songs, and living life to its fullest, regardless of the obstacles that are facing you.
Was also, if those trivia buffs out there, the first time that we had the Broadway ticket lottery. So Rent and that production of Rent was the first time the lottery happened on Broadway that still occurs today for many shows.
What was the audition process like for this?
Very smooth. we are very lucky to have such a rich pool of talent here in the South Bend area. And there are some dynamite performers. We often say here at Art4 that talent is everywhere, but opportunity is not. And we are here to provide opportunity for emerging artists and are so lucky to have such an amazing cast who love each other so much. There is so much love amongst this group. I'm kind of like, stop hanging out after rehearsal. Nobody gets sick.
I think, you know, this goes in definitely one of those shows that people, they have a role that they really want to play. And so they almost to the point of seeking out what theater companies are doing that production. Or so when Rent came across the artist community, so many people came out because they were really wanting to perform very specific roles in the show.
And from an audience perspective, ticket sales are going quick right now. In Art4 history, this is the most pre-sold show that we've ever had. And is outselling already shows that have completed their run. So if you're listening to this right now and you're wanting to get tickets, you need to jump on that before we're getting sold out.
And tell us where they can do that.
You could go to art4sb.org/rent. to get your tickets.
Is there going to be a online streaming with this, or is it only live performance?
Unfortunately not, due to the licensing agreement. We only have live performance this time around. So you'll want to come January 14th through the 30th and see it in person.
Get those tickets.
Get those tickets. And something that audience members should be aware of is our COVID policy. So make sure that before you're purchasing your ticket that you look up to make sure that you can accommodate that policy.
Very good. And where are you guys performing at? What's the location?
We're performing at Langlab in South Bend, which is this, if you haven't been there before, it's an old warehouse space that looks very scary from the outside, but it's very warm on the inside. Very fitting for this story because our main characters live in an abandoned warehouse. So it's you are saturated in the story from the moment you walk into the space.
1302 High Street.
That is correct.
Very good. Well, we have less than a minute left. Tell us briefly about, we can see it, your set look piece or the background, the graffiti background there that you have for it. And we have about 30 seconds left.
Yeah. Aaron contracted a graffiti artist to come in and do our scenic design. And he's a graffiti historian. And he looked up pieces from the late 1980s, early 1990s when the show takes place and did some iconic pieces that you can see in our show that, and it represents how art speaks volumes to what is happening currently in the culture. So Silence Equals Death, that's definitely on there because that was a huge campaign during the AIDS epidemic.
Inspiration from Keith Haring, you can see there.
We'd like to thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight for Art for Theater. That's Mark Aubin, Aaron Aubin, directors for Rent, January 14th through 30th. Thank you so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.